My guest this morning, it's a delight to welcome back to the programme, Barry Manilow. How are you, sir?
Very well, Ali. Nice to talk to you again.
Indeed, good to catch up with you, talk about the new album and the concert date coming up in Scotland as well. The new album, Night Songs, I sort of thought to myself, after listening to it a couple of times, I thought this album was made and written for a crooner like Barry, wasn't it?
I feel very comfortable singing songs like this. I never get a chance to do this. This was, you know, I tell you, I never intended to release this album. This is one of those that I made for myself in my studio over a couple of months, singing standards, lesser-known standards that I've always loved. And when I played it for people, they just loved it so much that we decided to let it out to the public and see what happens. And the reaction so far has been really beautiful.
So do you find yourself, Barry, still going into the studio and tinkering the ivories just for your own entertainment then?
Well, I do, but those things never see the light of day. And this is one of the few that actually came out.
The songs themselves, I mean, they are from absolute classic writers. I mean, Sammy Cahn with I Fall in Love Too Easily and various other writers. They, as I say, just songs that were meant for you.
Yeah, these are the kind of songs that I have always loved. You know, I'm more into the being a jazz musician than in the world of pop music. The pop music was, I had to learn how to do that right. These are the songs that I grew up with. These are the songs that I played for other singers to sing when I played in cabaret or when I played for other people's auditions. These are the songs that I learned when I was younger. As you can tell, I'm very comfortable singing songs like this.
Mm. I note from on your fan base for the UK that the album's now been on sale for about a week in the UK, and I'm looking here at some of the comments from your fans. It's interesting that you ask a question like, what is your favourite song from the Night Songs albums? And it's like covering the whole album here. You know, everybody's got their favourites.
I'm stunned that this album is getting this kind of reaction. You know, people are liking it. A lot of people are liking it. You know, it's got no key changes. It's got no big endings. It's got, you know, no, it's not a pop record, the kind of record that people are used to me doing. So I thought, oh boy, this is going to be rough on an audience that expects that other kind of record, but it doesn't seem to be bothering anybody.
Mm. It's the type of album, as you've said, that it's not something that you're worried about, or when you made it anyway, you weren't under any pressure to come up with a top 10 album.
I know, you're right. Those are the hardest to do, I swear. Those are the hardest to do when you got that top 10 hanging in front of your face. You know, how do you do that? I've never quite figured out how to do that. I've lucked into a lot of top 10 records, but boy, that was quite a challenge. These are really just, they come so easily to me.
They come from, by listening to the album, Barry, if I be so bold as to say, they come from the heart as far as you're concerned, that it is going to where you feel very comfortable.
It is. This is where, you know, if I hadn't had a pop music career, I'd be doing this in a bar somewhere complaining about how nobody understands me.
But you're not complaining about the success.
No, I'm not.
I'm looking again at the fans. I mean, I think having your last concert in Scotland, in Glasgow, I was in the audience and watching the fans and watching your interaction with them. I know it's kind of difficult for it to be in such a way with you having so many of them, but you really treat them like friends, don't you?
I do, but Ali, doesn't every performer do that? I mean, I don't go out very much, and the few times I do go out, you know, I'm always disappointed. And, you know, singing people's concerts. But I figure, doesn't everybody do that? Doesn't everybody stand on stage, look at the audience, and talk to them and hope that they are their friends? You're telling me I'm the only guy that does this?
Well, you're one of the few, buddy.
Really?
Yeah. I've compared a few concerts where I know the artists, the last thing they want to do is communicate with their audience.
Just, really?
Yeah. And
the only way I know how to do it. I mean, really, it's just no fun not communicating with an audience. Frankly, you know, that's the only thing I ever wanted to do. I don't really consider myself a great singer because there are so many that are better. But I do like to communicate with an audience, and that's the most fun for me.
And anyone who has been to one of your concerts certainly sees you communicating from the moment you come on stage. You really are one of the crowd. It's a fantastic atmosphere that you generate.
Yeah, that's great. I love it too. I'm glad that you noticed it. I love doing it.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to Glasgow on the 19th of May. I'll definitely be there with, I know, many of your Scottish fans. It will be another sellout, I'm quite sure. What about the fans all over the world? You have so many fan clubs. How do you keep in touch with them all?
Well, I can't, but I do. Now that we've all discovered Facebook, there's a Barry Manilow Facebook website, and there's two more. There's three that I know of, and those are the three that I try to be involved with. As far as all around the world, I actually don't even know the other ones, but I do know these three.
Mm. And I suppose something like Facebook and the web is a great tool for someone like yourself.
Well, yeah, I guess so, just to announce, you know, what's going on. And, you know, I've got a Broadway musical up right now called Harmony that I wrote, and it's in Los Angeles. It was in Atlanta for a couple of months, and now it's in Los Angeles. And, you know, it's great to look on the website to see what they think of that or what they think of Night Songs. It's very, very helpful to me.
My guest at the moment is Barry Manilow. We're listening to some of his song and also chatting about him coming to Scotland on Monday the 19th of May. The last time you were there, it was the Exhibition Centre. Now it's the brand new Hydro, which will be a new venue for you to play, Barry, although I know you've been in Scotland many times. This is a brand new venue which opened not too long ago, so somewhere new for you to perform.
Well, it's usually the same thing for me. You know, these people are so generous, and they've been really. What can I say, Ali? These people. How many years have I been in your world, and they're still coming to see me? I can't get over it.
Coming in their thousands as well.
Really, I just can't get over it. It's, you know, I couldn't be more grateful.
Do you find, Barry, that the touring is takes a lot out of you? You still enjoy that? I mean, you're away from home for quite a lot of the time when you're doing a tour like this. You've got London, Wembley, you've got Ipswich, Manchester, Cardiff, Southampton. I know you'll enjoy the concerts, and as you've said, you enjoy meeting the people. But what about the travelling and being in different places?
Well, I got to tell you that I have stopped doing those long tours. That's a young person's gig. I used to go on the road for months and months at a time, and I can't do that anymore. I just can't do that anymore. But so, you know, I stay home, I do my work, and then we do something like this. We do, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, and then I go home for a while, and then we do 2 or 3 weeks someplace else, and then I go home. But it's not no more, you know, months and months and months at a time. That is really a young person's gig.
Right. And talking about a young person, I was asked by a lady just over the last week when I said that I was talking to this particular friend of mine, said, I'm going in for a hip operation. And she said, did Barry have that? Is he okay now? And I said, yeah, he's perfect. He'd dance around the stage. That was, what, 2011 you had the hips?
Yeah.
How has it been, though, Barry?
Well, I know I'm doing fine now, but, you know, I blame it all on Copacabana jumping around to that stupid song for all these years. But I hope she's okay. I didn't have hip replacement. I actually wish I had, because if she's having hip replacement, she'll be fine. That one, these days, I'm told, is really a real good one. and people, you know, recuperate quickly, and it's really good. Mine was totally different, so but I bet she'll be okay if it's hip replacement.
I'm sure she'll be delighted to hear that. Going back to the album, you have asked your fans on the message board what is their favorite song from the album. What about yours?
You know, it's too new. You know, I look at the list, and I'm crazy about all of them. Honestly, it's too new. The one that jumps out right now is a song called "It Amazes Me." It's, you know, they're all so beautiful. They're just, you know, I'm just nuts about all of them. The first song is called "I Fall in Love Too Easily." I think that was written by Julie Stein. These are beautifully crafted songs. It's for a singer, it's like giving you a jewel to take care of, and they're beautifully, beautiful lyrics, beautiful melodies, beautiful chord changes. You know, they just don't write them like that anymore. So I'm just crazy about being able to sing these songs.
It's amazing when you look at some of the dates that these songs were written, and in the majority of this album, you're going back to the 40s.
I am. Well, I love the 40s. I do. I was born too late. I love the 40s. And some of these actually come from the 30s and the 40s. That's when they were writing the best pop songs ever.
Well, when you consider, as you said earlier, this album was not one that you meant to be publicly aired or indeed to be on the shelves of record stores, but it's one that has seen the light of day. It's going to do tremendously well. I'm quite sure it already is in its week's release in the UK.
Wouldn't that be something, Ali? Wouldn't that be something? That would give me hope for music if people would actually connect with these beautiful songs.
Absolutely, yes. I think always people are looking for something different, and music is just like fashion. It goes around and comes around again.
Maybe. And, you know, I was nervous also that, you know, the people who buy a Barry Manilow album are expecting a different kind of album, you know, with a big orchestra and big key changes and big endings. And, you know, this is so far away from anything like that. I thought, oh boy, they're going to hate this. But so far, so good.
So far, so good. Absolutely. What can be expected on the tour then? When you come to Scotland, will you be featuring songs from this album?
I really haven't thought of it. This is so brand new, and the reaction has been so positive that I actually may do one or two from this album when I come there. I actually might.
So it's as close as that. You just sit down and plan it as close to the events then.
Oh sure. I'm thinking about it right now, and I start rehearsing with my band in a couple of weeks, and I'll tackle some of these and see how they feel live.
I think the description on the little note you put with the album, pour yourself a glass of wine, dim the lights, night songs is the perfect soundtrack for your evening. You couldn't have said it better, Barry.
Right. Do that.
Indeed. Barry, we look forward to seeing you when you come to Scotland on Monday the 19th of May. Thank you very much indeed for joining me this morning.
Great. Thanks, Ali. You're just great. It's been great. Bye-bye, everybody.